Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight developments in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Prime Minister breaks ground for housing solutions in St. Elizabeth, encourages greater use of GIS technology, and pledges sustained funding for healthcare. Stay with us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has commended the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, for bringing much-needed housing solutions to St. Elizabeth. He was speaking last Wednesday at the launch of Phase 2 of the Luana Gardens housing development in the parish. He says the HAJ is helping to fulfill the government's mandate to provide affordable housing to Jamaicans.
By effective management and strong leadership, the HAJ has managed to reduce its operating loss, which was $886 million for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. With new management in place, the HAJ, within a year, was able to report a $183 million profit for the 2016-2017 fiscal year.
The $286.6 million project involves development of 168 serviced lots with basic infrastructure such as paved roads, water supply, and electricity. The prices for the lots range from $1.8 million to $2.2 million. It's a continuation of Luana Gardens Phase 1, under which 1,032 serviced lots were provided. Phase 3, planned for next year, will provide a mix of 500 housing units and serviced lots for a total 1,700 housing solutions to the Greater Black River area. Come next March, the Ministry of Health is to provide a report on a framework for sustained funding for healthcare. Prime Minister Holness made this announcement as he addressed the opening of the expanded operating theatre and renovated male surgical ward, as well as the handover of an ambulance at the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital. He says Jamaica, like most progressive countries, will be adopting the policy of a universal national health fund.
When you are ill and you go to the hospital, you shouldn't have to encounter a rationing system. You can encounter it afterwards, which is what most progressive developing countries have done. They put in place a universal national health fund. So everybody contributes to the health fund, so that at the point of need, they can access the service and then draw on the health fund afterwards. And that is what we are pursuing.
Prime Minister Holness says the element of Jamaica's health system that requires more resources to enable it to perform more efficiently will be addressed by Universal National Health Fund. And the Prime Minister is encouraging greater use of geographic information system GIS technology across all sectors in order to spur higher levels of economic growth and development.
And it is certainly accepted by government at the political level and even definitely at the administrative and executive level. We have still not yet moved to the point of the utilization of the technology where we leverage the power it gives, the predictive power, which is to use it, having no knowledge of how things happen and why they are happening, to now use it in a preemptive way to either prevent things from happening or encourage things we want to happen.
Mr. Holness was delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony for the inaugural two-day Jamaica GIS User Conference. He says the government has been making significant investments in using GIS technology to spur Jamaica's growth and development while seeking to reposition the country as a knowledge-based economy. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has lauded the Land Information Council of Jamaica, LICJ, for pioneering the development and maintenance of a National Geographic Information System, GIS, network over the past 25 years. He points out that more than 50 state entities have implemented GIS in their operations, resulting in greater efficiency in the execution of their mandates.
Through the innovative use of GIS applications, we are becoming more effective and efficient in harnessing the power of our limited resources. We, however, acknowledge that there is still much more that can be done.
The inaugural Jamaica GIS User Conference was organized by the LICJ and the National Spatial Data Management Division of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Do join us again next time for more news coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.